Motion of a particle world. Line. Motion of a particle. World line. Motion of a particle. World line. Motion of a particle world line controlled in a random way, so that what happens is determined as it happens. On the left, events are determined till time t1 but not thereafter. On the right, events are determined till time t2 is greater than t1, but not thereafter. When the sun is in the highest point in the sky, and there are little or no clouds, the southwest wall is illuminated by a beam of light. The textured surface of the wall casts shadows across the field. Like a sea, or perhaps a lunar landscape, pockets of light shift into the canyons and crevasses. Of course, light comes in waves. It can be split into many different colors with a prism, or by a window. Red oscillates slower than other waves in the visible spectrum. Slower still is infrared, then terahertz radiation, then microwave. Green separates at the edges like sea foam. The architecture of the mind is a room. A body? Is the mind a room? The architecture of the mind is not architecture as we know it, another dimension. An intersection. Time floats in light drawn over eyes by a wave. The waves of time lapping on the shore, a tidal present. Tidal temporality. Far off in the spatio-temporal distance, the chorus beginning. Through the trees, the word for longs can be read, but only by moving around. For long. Phoons. Fog. Frogs. Forlorn. Forlongs. Forlog. Forlong. Four silver spheres turn clockwise with the wind. The fluidity of borders between object and field is expanded on by moments of flow. These moments are painfully interrupted by clock time. The flowing fields of consciousness are hereby arrested by the material of the world. As the experience of atemporal consciousness sharpens, the characters are drawn out of intersubjective flow. The boundaries between object and field sharpen too. Everything became definite, external, a scene in which I had no part. Then it rained heavily, water coming in through the windows, pooling in the center of the room. The floor is mopped daily, even twice daily when it rains. The bathroom smelt like roast potatoes and smoke. Mint grew in the guttering. An evolving curved space-time picture that takes macro phenomena seriously. Time evolves along each world line, extending the determinate space-time as it does so. The particular surfaces have no fundamental meaning and are there for convenience only. One requires some coordinates to describe what is happening. You cannot locally predict uniquely to either the future or the past from data on any time surface, even though the past is already determined. This is true both for physics and, consequently, for the space-time itself. The developing nature of space-time is determined by the evolution to the future of the matter in it. A helicopter rose up from behind the hill. As it rose, a pine tree rose with it, tethered. The tree flew over the estuary. Its roots hung down and sods fell to the earth. Sunrise and sunset. Due to the curvature of the earth, We see a projected reflection of the sun at these times. In actuality, the sun has already set from our point of view. An archival document is an aide memoir, a piece of time traveling past to present. The organization of an archive may be analogous to the function of memory. Like memory, an archived image or document is a fragment of a greater continuity, and because of this fragmentation, it is seemingly bound to time outside of itself. A photograph certainly does this. Memory, however, is not an archive, and memories are not archival. Memory isn't stored in any continuous archive in the mind, so in what sort of time, duration? The usefulness of an archive will always be in its pastness, its preservation of cold, chronological, mechanical time. The usefulness of memories, however, lies in the present. It was found that the function of memory is activated across disparate parts of the brain. The study revealed the existence of a disconnection between the where, the physical memory of a place in an objective sense, and the what, field of emotions and feeling, memory of a place. It was also found that these two aspects can be isolated and even controlled. An evolving curved space-time picture that takes microphenomena seriously. Like the evolving block universe, but here small pockets of potentiality remain unresolved till later times. Delayed choice experiments can influence these past events. The resolution of potential to definite outcomes takes place in a way like a crystallizing mixture, with pockets of residue remaining behind for a time after the main resolution front has passed. The past is brought forward into the future. The convergence of the past and the future is the present. The historical time arrow classifies events by documents. The past is known to us from documents, the present is known to us from experience, the future is unknown. All events in the past can be classified in this way according to earlier and later. The information of the 1850 history book is a partial quantity of the information from the 1900 history book. In the 1950 history book, there are events which are missing in the other two books, such as the First World War, since in 1850 and 1900 all later events were unknown. In this way, with the historical time arrow, all events can be arranged according to earlier and later, since information from earlier is always a partial quantity of information from later. This is a strictly mathematical arrangement of the historical time arrow which has not been violated in a single known instance. The specific peculiarity of this temporal arrangement in distinction to spatial arrangement is its non-linearity. In contrast to space, it is not linear but hierarchical. Later documents not only document earlier events, but also earlier documents, which document even earlier documents. Every macroscopic object not only has a history, every object is its history. It is the material incorporation of a past. A routine piece of blackboard chalk is a remnant of an animal skeleton which the Earth's forces have lifted to the surface so that it became a part of chalk cliffs. Then it was broken off and processed, and now it is being used in order to write something on the blackboard and thus to transmit ideas. The difference of past, present and future is an objective physical property of nature.